This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Siren.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This thing is very good.
Yeah, this thing's pretty neat.
I like this quite a bit. So it's a pterodactyl that has the power of song.
Yeah, it's a little pterodactyl. flies around. Is real vicious. Like, one shot you. You know, one tap to the back of the neck, tries to break your neck with its mega beak. If it can't, it'll drop you. You know?
Yeah. Fuck. It'll do like that eagle does to that goat in that one video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you, if it can't, you know, it never eats where it hunts. Mm-hmm. And if it can't just do that to you, nor naturally, it uses these songs to make you think about your childhood and then kills you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. There's a little thing here. Like the way a sound might remind you of your childhood, but orders of magnitude more. So if you can't turn your cyber ears off, you know, like you can't even go full on Ulysses or whatever and plug your ears with beeswax or Odysseus, I guess, because even still it will get through and it will lull you into a trance and you will not remember what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you die, you're going to die like trying to remember the name of that arcade, like Atari game or whatever, you know, which is not the worst way to die.
Yeah,
I suppose. and then there's all this, again, because it's Shadowrun, all this stuff about whether they're genetically engineered, and they never really actually solve the problem of it, which is like, why would you genetically engineer something that just tries to kill everything?
Yeah. Like what's the purpose? Like they're territorial and aggressive. You would think they would be, you think they'd be good guards, but no, they're just going to destroy anything they're near.
Yeah, like including like equipment and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like you pretty much want like that's not a good guard dog. You need a loyal, you know, one sided, you know, front towards enemy is what you want.
It's like, what if you had a horse sized cockatoo that just all it wanted to do was throw cups around and destroy your furniture?
Yeah, like, that's a terrible guard cockatoo.
Yeah, you're not a fucking legend.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's not what you want. I thought of this in terms of as of course an Avenger hook. In people would want this experience that this thing gives them. So like having one of these things, and if you got found one and were able to train it, or like had like sets of them in cages, and you know, like you had something with the scent of their mate or whatever, like something that encouraged them to sing.
Uh-huh.
And just some kind of like rich guy, like the guy who keeps Krusty's offshore accounts.
Oh yeah.
like that guy, and he's just got all these cages around, and you know, when you come in and just like for you, my client, for a very special price, I can get you a very special experience. And then you just sit in a room and you think you're just like, you know, remembering Ecto Cooler, and then you open and you're just in like on the floor crawling in your own shit and with a cage with a pterodactyl in it, you know. And I thought it was like super cool, like if this like fucked with your mind or whatever. I thought it was like a cool way to start an adventure.
Oh yeah,
like we had to figure out, you know, they start off, you do a couple or like a campaign rather, like you do a few minutes of like as kids, you know, as like as the kids, like a little Stranger Things kind of thing, and then peel it back and have it be you're under the thrall of these sirens.
Yeah, and just kind of blur the line between the two of them. Like,
yeah.
You notice you're much taller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's that you slowly, it's revealed to you. And then something went wrong at, the guy who keeps Krusty's offshore estate's house.
Yeah.
And, you had to escape. Like, he no longer has control over you. Like, whatever the pheromone is, they're pumping into the siren made him stop singing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go through and there's a bunch of animals loose or something like that.
Yeah. Kind of a variation on that. Like, what if there was an unscrupulous, you know, group of people who were almost like running, human chop shops? You know, like to, you know, just harvesting people's mods and stuff like that to resell secondhand on the black market. And the front for that was a concert hall, kind of this legendary performer who, you know, just it brings people to tears or what have you. You get whole crowds of socialites, people who can afford the best of the best mods in there. And then, you know, the sirens are backstage and they're singing while just this kind of patsy's up there with the cyber ears turned off. You know, pretending they're doing a performance, the entire concert hall just starts weeping and like crawling around, you know, ripping off their clothes and stuff like that in a full, you know, in a full on thrall. And then they wake up with all their parts missing.
Mm-hmm, the singing yellow.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.